Hello and welcome to a special game day episode of BJJ's Board Game Alliance, episode 116. I am your host, Joey Flacchinalipification. Wow. These Flacchinalipification.
Flacchinalipification. Yes.
That's what happens after you eat last week's grandma's salad.
Ah. Mm. Ugh. Ah. Well, thanks, Sean Epperson of Think 12 Games, for that lovely name. I don't know what that was.
It's just one word, and that one word means kind of ridiculousness.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, which is funny because of the type of word it is.
It is ridiculous. Josh Utley from the Omega Gamers joined us as well.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm great. And Vicky B., welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm still digesting grandma's salad.
Yes, aren't we all? On today's episode, we are going to play a game. What game? That's just one, but also maybe just two.
Yes. What?
Because we're going to play a special edition of this game where we give two clues instead of one. Sean, you want to run down the rules of Just One for us?
Yes. So the core rules of Just One is there's a clue that someone is going to give you a number. They're going to have a card, and they'll say, okay, it's number four. And everybody sees that card, and they go, okay, that's the word. And then everybody has to write down a single clue for that person to try and guess the word. It's a cooperative game. We want you to guess the word. The thing is, we reveal our words to each other, and if anybody's word matches, then we have to scribble that out, and you don't get that clue, sad times. This is a slight variation on the rules. Now, one version that they have is if you have 3 to 4 players, you can actually give two clues.
Mm.
We're still stuck with the same. If any of those clues match with each other, then they get scribbled out. So there is that potential. So it makes it interesting. I've played this two-player or two-word version a couple of times. It's a lot of fun. So
for instance, in the game, if my word was to be soccer,
yes,
you guys would say, for your clues, ball. Net.
Turf.
Turf.
And fake injuries.
Fake injuries, yes.
Pele.
Ronaldo, yes, exactly. Any of that kind
but
of stuff.
But if I said foot and Vicky said foot, well, that foot gets
then I don't
out,
get the clue, don't get clue. And then all I get is grandma's salad.
God.
Who would like to start out this lovely game by being the guesser?
Well, since we're doing two, I thought I'd start off first. So I'm going to give you a number, and that's going to tell you kind of the area, the row that we're going to be playing in.
Got it.
So my number is number 2. So that's the row that you're going to be looking. And then the letter, what column we're going to be in, I'm going to give you column B. So that's the card that you're going to be selecting from. Now the number, let's go with number 3.
2B3.
This is a tough one.
2B3. So now you know what the word is.
Go to the proper form.
And then I'll have to look away while they try to decide what two words they want to write.
This is going to be tough, people.
The tough thing about the game is that you want to be clear with your clues, but if you're too obvious, then someone else may have written the same thing. But if you're too out there, then they may lead them astray.
And this is one word, correct?
It's this the one word that's on the card.
I can't do hyphenated.
Yeah, you write down one single word. No hyphenations.
And I'm going to verify with Joey just to make sure we're playing it properly.
No. Oh, yes. You can make sure you're using the same word.
To be correct, we are list 2, column B, word 3.
Yes. Yes.
List 2, column B, word 3.
Yep.
Okay, I did not do it. I thought it was just your page. Okay.
We each have a page.
I prefer the other word, as I already have two words.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, the other word would have been much easier. The one Josh had, simple. This one, death.
Uh-oh.
Okay, fine.
I'm glad he didn't pick the very bottom ones, because those got cut off.
Yes. So in order for us to play this here in the room, rather than trying to like throw cards at each other, I basically printed out a sheet of paper with all these different cards on it. So
I'm uncomfortable with your seating arrangements.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to write.
Two words, baby. Two words.
I already got mine.
Okay, yeah, I think I got mine. Hers. I have just two.
When you have your two words, let everybody know.
And well, then, while Joey's thinking about it, and if you want to think about it with us, go to bjgeeknation.com. Hey. You get all the pods, videos, interviews, podcasts, and more.
More!
Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Odyssey.com, AUDACY. Just search for BJ Geek Nation.
Odyssey. I have written words. I'm going to put it in written down, words. Okay,
yeah. Okay, okay, so I'm going to look away and you're going to show each other. Yes. I'm not looking. La 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 la.
Oh, wow. I,
no, there's a mirror.
Yes,
here.
I'm just okay. Gonna, this look is at perfect.
Okay, let me see. Ah, dang it.
Okay, there's only one word we shared. We're not going to get that.
So I'll just
scribble out the word that you shared.
Okay, for that. Those of you at home and Sean playing here,
yes.
The words that you have to go off of are spell, paper, list, and what was yours, Vicky?
Phone.
Phone.
Spell, paper, phone, and list. Spell, paper, phone, and list. It can't be phone book because you said phone.
Yes.
Spell, paper, phone, and list. It makes me think an address book. That's two words.
How do we not have the Jeopardy theme song?
Paper, is that the right one?
That's perfect.
You said spell is one of them, right?
Yes.
Yes. Spell, paper, phone, and list.
Man. It makes me... So the spell makes me think of autocorrect. And
that has more to do with you than
that's true. I'm gonna guess notebook.
Close.
Oh, would
close.
You like to see the word you didn't get?
Yes.
Doom.
Oh, what a shame. So what
help?
Was the word?
Scroll.
Did that help? Doom?
Scroll.
Oh, scroll.
Like doom scrolling?
Doom scroll. Oh, I got you.
Phone okay. Scrolling.
I wanted to put teleportation or teleport because of Diablo, but I'm like, that's such a stretch because it's going to get muddled with all the other guesses, the clues.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't think of what's identifiable of a scroll. Seal?
Dead and sea? Because you can write down two words.
Oh, that would have been really smart.
Could have went like MCU because... But that's a different spelling.
I think Dead and Sea Scrolls was perfect. I wish I had thought of that. Yeah. Oh, that would have been such a good guess.
0 points for us.
I wonder if you can combine your two words. They're separate words.
They are separate words.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
Help me.
Like, we played this once, and for Ghost, I used Papa and Tobias. So Tobias being the lead singer
totally
of Ghost.
Helped me.
I knew this person would get this, so Tobias is the lead singer of Ghost, and
of
Papa
Ghost.
Is one of the characters of the band Ghost.
There's a band named Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Josh.
Yes.
That's actually pretty legit.
Give us a number, letter, and a number, and we are going to look at your
number,
word.
A letter, and a number.
Yep.
Number,
so
letter,
give us number. A number between 1
so
and 3.
So let's go 3.
Okay, and a letter between A, B, and C.
A.
Okay, and a number between 1 and 4.
2.
2, okay.
All right.
3A2.
Let's see what we can come up 3A2. For this one.
Interesting. Okay. Two words here.
Hey, there's a honky horn in here. Why did I just notice that?
You never knew it?
There's a honky horn in here.
It's your turn, I guess.
Hey, she took it. It's no longer in my reach.
You could reach that? That's impressive. Hold on.
There would be leaning. There would be leaning involved.
Enjoy. Have fun there, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to take it away from myself at this point because this could get obnoxious.
Oh, jeez.
Eagle Mickey.
There you go. Try to think of not obvious ones.
I love that the time. It's this gives me so much hope that I'll be able to get something you guys can't think of any words for.
I mean...
Okay, I've got my words.
It's not so much that we couldn't think of any words for it. It's just there's so many obvious ones.
Oh, yep.
So I may or may not have gone a little bit outskirts and see how that goes.
I may have screwed this up again.
Close your eyes there, Josh. I think we're ready.
Yep.
All right. We're going to reveal to each other here.
Okay.
I think we're good. We're good.
Wait, okay, let me see yours. Because I'm like, did I pick the wrong one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we all good? Okay, sweet.
Did I get 6 words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You get 6 words.
We're 3A2, right?
3A2.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure I didn't screw it up.
That's my job.
Hey. All right. Well, you want to lead us off there, Sean, with your guesses?
Yes. My guesses are Trump and... Sun, S-U-N, sun.
I
have Zodiac and Maid.
Okay.
And I have Asia and Big.
Asia, Big, Trump, Dawn.
Sun, S-U-N.
So sun.
Yeah.
Like S-U-N?
S-U-N.
Like sunlight. Zodiac and Maid. Okay. So first I jumped to John Don Jr., but I don't think he's the Zodiac killer. So. Okay, so Trump, really?
Yeah,
we are really bad at giving clues. Two clues is too many.
And that's made as in I made something, not like the housemaid?
Yes.
Okay. Made
Zodiac. M-A-D-E, not M-A-I-D.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Made Stars Calendar? Dawn,
definitely
sun.
One of those
sun
you
and
have
Zodiac
to,
are in there.
You gotta like.
Don't forget Big in Asia.
What were your two?
Big Asia.
Big Asia. Oh, God.
It's my favorite band.
Big Asia.
Every time I think something, one of these words just throws it into a dumpster fire.
I'd say probably Lean on Joe.
Oh, good.
You are free to disregard clues. You're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Big Asia.
Oh, I get Vicky's clue now. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have no idea. I'm just gonna go with elephant.
I like the guess.
What got
okay,
you there?
I can see that. Yeah. I can see why you would guess that.
Well, yeah, Trump, elephant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sun, no clue. Big and Asia, there's big Asian elephants. I don't think there's a Zodiac elephant, but who knows? And I just am terrible at this.
Zodiac threw me off. Yeah.
So think of a big Asian country where a lot of stuff is made.
China.
That was it. Ding, 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 ding.
Really?
And they have the Chinese Zodiac.
Sean was not helping.
Yeah, Sean totally China. Messed it up.
What did Sun have to do with it?
Sun, like, you know, the sun that's on their flag?
On the Japanese flag?
On the Japanese flag.
Yeah. But it probably gets you closer.
No, Sean, you messed it up.
I did. I was thinking, okay, right. The Chinese
sorry.
Like, oh, no.
China, the land of the rising sun. No.
I feel like we need to
snap.
I was so confused because we were like, I picked the right one. I think because she had made, and yes. I was like, made. I'm like, oh, made in China.
Yes.
Okay, that
yeah, that. Yeah,
and then there's the Chinese Zodiac. Yeah.
Yes, and I was going Chinese because the calendar was in my head as maybe that's
and
it. But then
messed that up.
No sun would work for calendar, but Trump wouldn't.
Well, he had a lot of things to say about China. That's where Sean was going, but that is not
sure
a good one.
Well, look, we know
I guess all their flags look alike, Sean.
But what we do know is that Sean did screw that up.
Yeah, Sean did do that.
Sean sucks.
Okay, hey, Joey, you're up next.
He lives up to his sabotage. Let's go with list one.
List one. Okay, A, B, or C.
Column C, word five.
Word
number five.
Five.
So 1-3-5.
Okay.
Or 1-C-5.
1-C-5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I was going to check with you, but you were already like, I'm going to help the slow one.
I actually thought in Sean's last one, he was making a very funny joke about Trump looking into the sun. And I was like, he spent his clues to make fun of Trump. These are tough, though. Two can seem like an advantage, but obviously with the more clues that you give people, the more likely you are to match.
Yeah.
So it is tough, though. It does give you that kind of combination where you could be like blue chicken.
Please know I'm on my phone. But
red waffle. Don't
purposes.
Look up any of those things.
Does this count? I think it counts as one word. I'm going to write it out there for you guys.
Uh-oh, Vicky's trying to game the system. Game the
that
system.
One.
I cannot see your screen.
Close your eyes, Joe.
I'm closing my eyes. I couldn't see it.
I'm going to go with
yeah.
Word,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Pumpernickel.
We are very strict on the rules here.
Oh, rules are very strict. Yeah. As you can see, we need all the help we can get with a certain Epperson. And his rising Trump.
And his grandmother's frickin' salad. Yeah.
That's what happens when you eat grandmother's salad.
Messes with your head. I've got my two words.
Confused countries.
You guys saw, you can compare yours at least for now.
All right. We can we're all done?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good. Sorry, I forgot. I'm not looking.
Hey.
I'm not looking. How many clues am I getting?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
look at you guys.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Nah, yep. You're losing one word.
Losing a word.
I'm losing two guesses, guys. Oh, sorry.
You gotta wait till we tell you, sir.
I'm bad at this. I'm blind, though, so I can't see anything anyways, but I'm bad at this.
You're doing, like, scribbling, and I'm doing radio-friendly folding.
Yeah. Radio-friendly folding on BGA. Okay, well, I see one word that I get, I assume.
Yes. Your words are Moriarty.
Okay.
College.
University. And X-Men.
Oh, crap. Okay, hold on. Moriarty, uh-huh. University, college, and X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's great how easy these are when you know the word. Or are familiar with the actual
name. Wait, okay, hold on. No.
Yes, there's
wait. Why Moriarty? Oh, no. X-Men. University.
What
was your college? I'm just going to go with school.
I feel like if we would have had the other one, you would have gotten it.
Would you like to see the other one?
Yeah.
Xavier.
So is it a mutant?
No.
Oh.
Moriarty's not a mutant. Neither is a college.
What's teacher?
Charles Xavier's full name?
Charles Xavier?
He's not an instructor.
He's a
professor?
There you go.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Was
Moriarty a professor?
Yeah.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
That threw me off, too. I
guess he was.
I was thinking him from the Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch, not the one from the movies. He's a professor in the movies. Yep. Oh, that was close. That was good. I was bad.
So far, we're 0-3.
We're going to get one.
Killing it.
Vicky, you have to be our missing piece.
All right.
The strongest.
What's the number between 1 and 3, Vicky?
I do guess this disproves the myth that if I just had a couple more words, this would be easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2.
2, okay. Both. A, B, or C?
B.
B.
And then 1 through 5.
4.
4.
Mm.
2 before.
No, pick another.
2 be 3?
All right, let's go.
2 before, huh? Well.
This is. I think I spelled this wrong, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah, I mean, I will figure it out.
You're pretty sure. I added an extra letter.
Sign up while you guys figure out your words. Target is really killing it right now. They sent out like these like flyers, like, "Hey, if you're a goth, we got stuff for you." It's like, welcome to the goth side of Target, and I'm here for it. So I may or may not be looking at stuff to buy for myself.
I have my 2 words, and yes, Target is great. I'm thinking of buying a Black Friday TV at some point, I think.
Same.
It's bad, though.
I don't need to, but I want to, too.
I've been putting it off, and I kept thinking, I need one of those OLEDs or something, but I need, like, my roommate to pay for it.
See, the thing is, I don't even need a TV. It's just I have my brother's old TV that he got when he went to college, and he lived in a house that had, like, 10 people in it. And it was one of those that, like, the TV just stayed behind. We don't know who the original owner was. Just stayed behind. My brother was one of the last ones out of that place till they everyone left that particular house. So he ended up with it. He lived with me for a minute, and he has left it at my house because it is so huge. But I can't mount it on the wall.
Oh, no.
It's so heavy. It's, like, technically a flat screen, but before flat screens were as flat as they are now.
Oh, yeah. No.
So it's a heavy mother. So I kind of want a new TV simply so I can mount it.
Got it.
On the wall and have more space on my countertop.
Speaking of mounting, I have my 2 words.
As do I.
Okay, so you're going to get... Oh, we're going to see... Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
what's your other one? Oh, okay. So we're good there. Oh, no.
Well, you only lose
all
one.
Right. In a shocking twist, we all put that down.
All 3 of us put that word.
So I only get 3.
Clues. All right, Vicky. Your 3 clues are Greek,
Earth,
marble.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, have fun.
I'm torn between like David and Gaia.
Mine
Greek,
is a
Earth,
game really
and
in a
marble.
Greek,
it is.
Earth. Marble.
She would never get that. Why would you make that as a clue?
Because I suck at this game.
Greek and marble makes me think like Statue of David, but I feel like if it was David or something like that, you would have done something like what is it? That show?
Hasselhoff. Kit.
I'm gonna say Schutt's Creek. That like I'm not gonna say it. Yeah. For the podcast sake, for the children's ears, I would have figured he would have gone with something like that or Star. So I don't think it's that. Or could it be as simple as a statue or some sort of god? Greek would fit with earth. That. The earth
and
marble. Goddess of earth. Something carved.
Earth cheese.
Marble cheese. Marble feta. Oh, I mean, it could be marble blue cheese.
Cheese can be marbled.
Greek. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Now I want to
And then earth cheese. Hey, I don't want to know what earth cheese is.
What kind of salad do you want?
That's a grandmother salad part two. Yeah. Earth cheese.
Tune in next week. We are going 0 for 4.
I think so. Yeah, can I see the other clue?
You have to make a guess first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've said many things.
Yes, you have.
Can I see the other clue before I guess, guys?
I technically have thrown out a bunch of them. But
which one have you settled on?
You can't fish for the answer.
Well, at this point, we're looking pretty bad, so at least let's look kind of less bad. Colosseum? I don't know.
Kind of close.
Oh my gosh, it was so close.
Here's the other word.
It still would have been hard with columns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pillar.
That's why I asked you to pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I said,
why I would have been happy if you picked another word.
I kind of did. I'm like, you mean 2B3?
You mean.
Well, if I would have picked 2B3, what would that have been?
2B3.
That would have been corner.
Also hard.
Yes. Baby. You picked a very geometric column. I think 2B1 would have been amazing.
Yeah,
yes, it would have been.
2B1? What's 2B1?
Victoria.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. All of mine just says U, but spelled differently, E-W-E. Yeah. The letter U.
The royal I.
Barcelona.
All right, well, we're back around to Sean, and we have not gotten one yet.
Yes. Okay.
Sean, save us.
So we're
going to
go row one.
Row one for Sean.
Column C.
Column C.
Number one.
Ah, five would have been so good.
All right.
Okay, five.
No. You're getting one. I
did say one. I said one.
Jesus. Okay.
I don't know if I could come up with two words.
I got at least one word.
I got one too. Gross.
This is a great game for, especially for like family gatherings. So, you know, if you're at your local board game store, I think I've seen this at Target Walmart as well.
Target is really, speaking of Target again, has stepped it up in the board game department.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, yeah. Make them.
All right, I got my words.
I got mine.
I got one word.
Yep.
Don't pick mine.
I'm still
looking for this goth mirror.
Here, Vicky, we can go ahead and look, see if we share any of ours.
Oh, we almost would have blacked out both.
Oh, no.
The first one.
Oh, no, okay, I'm right. I'm crossing out the first one.
Wow.
I still haven't come up with the second one.
And I almost picked your second one.
There's a lot of the game comes with dry erase boards and markers and a ton of cards. And if you look on the internet, there's people that have come up with other lists, like thematic lists, Christmas lists, things like that.
Oh, I found the mirror I wanted.
Yes, nice. Okay, that is different.
Wait, is it
that's
the top one?
No, I'm sorry.
I was like,
I'm
what?
Running out of room.
Okay.
So that one and the bottom one.
Yeah, I only got the one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only one cross.
Sean,
yes.
Prepare to not get this. Your guesses are blanket.
Blanket.
Blankie.
Blankie.
Cozy.
And crafting.
Crafting, cozy, blanket, blankie, and crafting, cozy, blankie, blanket.
Damn blankie blankets.
It sounds like a quilt.
Yeah!
Ding ding!
Yeah!
Wow!
Buddy.
We got one. Well, I was wrong.
Now my grandma made quilts for everyone, but I didn't want to say grandma today because he would have went to pudding.
Yes.
or salad or whatever.
Well, Joe and I wrote grandma. Yeah, that's why I was laughing.
I wrote grandma blanket. Wow.
Yeah. I almost wrote grandma.
So the fact that I didn't get grandma actually probably helped.
Yep.
Cozy. That was a really good one too.
Blanky instead of blanket because that would have been a wreck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
Good job. Salad.
One for four.
Josh.
Or five.
Oh, God.
It was a number from 1 to 3.
1A1.
1A1.
1A1 for Josh.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Okay.
I hope it's easy.
Okay. Okay. I think ones are going to be unique.
Okay, I got one.
My favorite game of this was when we manage for it to say...
Is this one word?
BJ and Migs in the morning on
the rock.
Oh, wait.
I was about to ask myself that, too, but I'm like, wait.
He left the room, and we messed with him. Don't ever do that.
Hmm. I guess it's not... It's kind of one word.
Okay, well, by you saying that, that makes me think that I shouldn't write it. Because I had a thought for a one-word maybe thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I'm just looking up the proper spelling of the words. That's in the thesaurus.
Mm-hmm.
They are scribbling. They're all scribbling. That's a good sign. They all have words.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Vicky's done. Sean's still scribbling. Joey's thinking in a sad way.
Oh, man, okay.
Thinking.
Did you get your words there, Vicky?
Yes.
All right.
Let's see where Joey is. Oh, we don't know yet.
Not yet. Darn.
Eyes down, sir.
I could use that. Joey.
And Joey's verifying that it is, in fact, one word.
And if you're wondering, why are these guys back from PAX and not talking about PAX?
We pre-record.
Because recording is a thing. But we will soon. Maybe not so soon. But eventually, we'll tell you all about it.
I can't spell today.
Hi, welcome to my world. I'm the king, president, emperor.
I don't think I spelled
all
that.
Words I didn't spell right.
Oh, yeah. I think we're good.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
There's mine.
Awesome. All
what
right.
What do we have?
Josh, your clues are Xbox, accessory,
game, interaction.
Fingers playing.
Joystick?
Oh.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Yeah.
Dang. I guess not.
So
all right,
close.
I'm going to go second guess. It's just two. Controller?
There you
go. Yeah. There you go.
I was going to write joystick.
Yep, it's right too, it's just two, so I get a half point.
Uh-huh. Half point for Josh. Not bad though. We got the right track. We're snowballing here,
Mr. Joey.
I want to go with number two.
Number two.
Number B.
Letter B. Number B.
And number three.
Number three.
Middle.
Two. Oh man.
Three. That's not hard.
Three. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Oh yeah. Interesting.
Oh no. I don't think I'm going to get this one, judging by the
I'm done.
Oh, wow. Maybe I am going to get that.
Now, it doesn't mean these words are going to be here in a minute.
Oh. Well, you know.
Okay, I am done.
Awesome.
I
like hints. I like clues.
If Sean doesn't ruin this for me, you'll get it.
I worry. I could do a thing, but then I think other people probably did that thing, so I'm going to do a different thing.
You may end up with no words.
I hope I get clues, because if I don't get any clues, I can't guess it.
Okay.
I'm not going to get any clues. Look out the window.
Sorry. Yep. Other way. For the clues.
So far, okay.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the worst one to have to get rid of.
Funny enough, I almost did the exact two that Josh did.
Actually, I think this will be good.
Yeah. All right. I'm a bad guesser, but I'm ready.
I feel like if you don't get this, Josh, I'm going to hate you.
Oh, no.
I have Jerry and Cat.
I have MySpace.
And I have Hardy.
Oh, Tom.
Yes.
Okay.
The other one was Thumb. Tom Thumb.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I was questionable about that one, so I'm kind of glad that got removed.
For me, though, shout out to everyone from Lake Stevens, Washington. Tom Thumb being the number one landmark. If you're from Lake Stevens, you know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
If you've been to Lake Stevens, you know what I'm talking about.
I was thinking
about
doing Sawyer, but then I was worried Josh went Sawyer. So
I can't spell Sawyer.
Fair point.
Too much credit. Yeah, that was good. The Jerry and the Cat definitely
that helped
got me there. Because I was
job,
like,
Josh.
Wait, what?
That was one of those moments where, like, no one else will go this obvious.
Yeah.
So I went with that, hoping, but I honestly, that's what I said, I don't think you'll get it. You might not get any words.
Yeah, and then Holland, I was like, okay, I get it. That's what I was like,
all right. Hardy.
Or Hardy, right. Sorry, yeah, Tom Hardy, yeah. Holland.
Well, that would have worked, too. Hey, you gave yourself an extra word. Good job.
Ding. All right, well, that's three-ish.
three-ish.
I say we do one more and see if we can round about with a complete loss and a complete victory.
Here we go, Vicky.
All right, let's do 3-C-2.
Vicky 3.
Oh, interesting.
Vicky C.
Okay.
Vicky 2.
Ooh. Hmm.
Okay, I think this one. I think I got this one. Oh, this might be harder than it looks.
Paper.
Do you need another piece of paper? I have only used one, Josh.
I would love another piece of paper. Thank you. I can't write small and useful. I have to scribble large on the paper. Okay, so the word was, really quick again, what was our
3C2.
3C2. Wow. I'm definitely a victim of overthinking on the spelling.
I'm like, as long as someone can read it. That doesn't matter, because you've been saying it out loud anyway.
Can
so does
you
it
read it is a question.
My handwriting is as impressive as my spelling.
I literally crossed out and rewrote it because he said that.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get 6 words. Wow.
Vicky, I think you're going to get this one. We're going to wrap this podcast up with a victory.
Yep.
Victory. Trevor, Joe.
Your clues are strawberry and spread.
And for me, jelly and marmalade.
Raspberry, pearl.
Jam.
Yeah!
Woo! Took me a sec with pearl because I immediately went to SpongeBob, not Pearl Jam. So I was like, wait, oh, hey. But then I was also thinking a very inappropriate joke. It's the difference between jam and jelly.
Yep.
Not saying it. I'm not going to finish that one.
I wanted to give a clue that was outside of the food realm to, like, give options.
Just in case.
Yeah. I did one right over my head originally.
I figured you were going to go pearl. Like, this seems like such an obvious one.
I'm glad I didn't. No, I was like, how do I say jam without saying jam? And I was like, oh, I'll say jelly. I'm like, I can't
or
say
traffic.
Jelly. Someone will say jelly.
I almost accidentally just said it. I was about to say, oh, that's my jam. But I figured that would give away way too much.
Well, thank you for not doing that, Josh, because it allowed us to wrap this lovely podcast up on a win.
On a win!
And we will be going into the holidays here, hoping to do some more gaming. But until then,
play nice.